currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. It's time to register your tots for kindergarten. Children who are 5 years old by August 31st, 2011 are eligible to register for kindergarten in the Lake Washington School District. Registration begins February 3rd from 1 to 7 p.m. at your local school. Parents should bring proof of their child's birth date, like a birth certificate or passport, their health history, including current immunizations, and emergency contact information for registration. Parents interested in all-day kindergarten will need to pay for the first month of tuition at the same time of registration. The state of Washington pays for half-day kindergarten. Tuition covers the other half. Fees are not established yet for 2011-2012 school year. Last year's tuition was $3,300 for regular students, $1,180 for those who qualified for a reduced fee, and $650 for those who qualified for free lunch. Half-day kindergarten is available for all children in the Lake Washington School District. The district might need to transport students to a different school than in your neighborhood if enrollment levels are exceeded. In that case, a lottery will be held on February 10th to determine which students will be affected. Parents will be able to register their children for kindergarten after February 3rd, through the beginning of the 2011-2012 school year. For more information, visit www.lwsd.org and type kindergarten in the search box. The Lake Washington School District levy is on the upcoming February 8th ballot. Proposition 1, the capital projects levy, is for building additional classroom space in the Lake Washington School District to accommodate growing enrollment. If approved, $65.4 million would go toward the cost of permanent additions to house 250 students at Eastlake and Redmond High Schools and a new secondary school for grades 6 through 12. The new school will be built on Lake Washington School District property, serve up to 675 students, and focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. The school would draw students from other high schools, helping to keep Redmond and Eastlake High Schools below 2,000 students. The Lake Washington School District grew by more than 600 students this academic year compared to last year. Many schools are already at capacity or overcrowded. The Lake Washington School District serves families in Kirkland, Redmond, and Sammamish. Covering 75 square miles, it is the sixth largest district in the state, with more than 24,000 students in 50 schools. If the levy fails, schools are expected to take drastic measures like changing school boundaries to shift populations to the west, taking students further from home, double shifting Eastlake and Redmond High Schools so half of students go to school in the morning and half in the afternoon, and halting work on projects to renovate school buildings in Kirkland and Redmond, which voters previously approved, and instead use this money for additional classroom space. The district has already added portable classrooms and eliminated computer labs and music rooms in elementary schools due to overcrowding. The cost of the 2011 levy is 28 cents for every $1,000 of assessed valuation. So for a house valued at $500,000, that amount is about $13 per month for 6 years. For more information, contact the Lake Washington School District Communications Department at 425-936-1342 or visit voteforlwsdkids.org or kingcounty.gov/elections. Want to experience what it's like to be a Kirkland police officer? Apply to attend the 2011 Citizens Academy. The academy is taught by officers from the Kirkland Police Department and includes hands-on experience. Topics covered include the police application process, investigations, special response team, traffic stops, the court process, defense tactics, canine services, and firearms training. Instruction begins March 2nd and lasts through May 25th, 2011. Participants are expected to attend each class during the 13-week program. Classes are typically held Wednesdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Applicants must be at least 21 years old, live or work in Kirkland, and have no prior convictions. Applications are due by February 1st. The first 20 applicants who pass the background check will be accepted. The rest will be waitlisted for next year. To request an application, contact Neighborhood Resource Officer John Ishmael at 425-587-3451 or jishmael@ci.kirkland.wa.us. On March 1st, the Kirkland Fire Department will initiate its Basic Life Support Transport User Fee Program. This program, which has been implemented in many Washington communities, allows for the reimbursement from insurance providers to the city for the cost of transporting a patient to a medical facility by the Kirkland Fire Department. No patient will be denied services based on his or her ability to pay or whether he or she has health insurance. Ambulance transport is a standard service covered by insurance companies. The fee, as established by the City Council, is $600 plus $14 per mile. The city's program provides for financial assistance. More information will be available in the coming months on the city's website or by calling the fire department at 425-587-3650. The annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhood areas is a mere 4 months away. In anticipation of the event, currently Kirkland is airing a new educational series about annexation to help answer community questions regarding annexation. Kylie Walchuk joins us in the annexation area.
Hi Connie, we're up here at the Kingsgate Library to kick off our About Annexation series. Today's annexation question is the one asked most by annexation residents. When will my address change?
Most properties in the annexation area already have Kirkland as their city and their zip code as 98034. Several properties have a Bothell mailing address and a handful have a Woodinville address. The U.S. Postal Service implements any city, state, and zip code changes every July 1st. For this annexation, the Postal Service advises the necessary changes to zip codes and city be in effect by July 1st, 2011. Residents will be notified when the Postal Service changes city names and zip codes.
The United States Postal Service asks residents not to change mailing addresses until being notified.
If you have any questions about annexation, please send them to annexation@ci.kirkland.wa.us or visit the city's informational website at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us. The Eastside Community Aid Thrift Shop awarded $97,612 in donations to local organizations and students. The donations were awarded in 22 grants, money to two philanthropic organizations, and scholarships to three Lake Washington Technical College students for 2010. 17 organizations received grant money, including Youth Eastside Services, Assistance League of the Eastside, ShareWheel, Kith, Helping Hands for the Disabled, Coal Creek YMCA, Hope Links, North Shore / Kirkland Food Bank, Northwest Harvest, and Habitat for Humanity. Lorette Gamma Rho and Phi Beta Psi, two philanthropic organizations, were granted money. This fall, scholarships were awarded to three Lake Washington Technical College students. Emily Ann Byrne received $2,000 toward her engineering degree, and Jennifer Valentine and Maria Galvarlova each received $1,000 toward their human services degree. Eastside Community Aid Thrift Shop, located at 12451 116th Avenue Northeast, is an all-volunteer run shop whose proceeds are donated back into the community through grants and scholarships. Volunteers are always needed. Any resalable donations can be dropped off Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For information, call 425-825-1877. For a full list of recipients and awards, visit kirklandreporter.com. Former Kirkland Mayor Bob Nair has written another book, this time a novel which takes place in the Puget Sound area. The novel entitled Silent Guns follows two men, former Navy officer Anthony Trent and Chief of Police Sam Simmons, as they attempt to thwart a group of terrorists who commandeer the battleship Missouri and threaten the city of Seattle. Nair's other book, A City Comes of Age, is a historical account of Kirkland's politics and development from 1965 to 1995. Bob Nair is a graduate of the University of Michigan and served in the U.S. Army as an ordnance officer during the Korean War. He has lived in Kirkland with his family for over 50 years, where he served on the city council for 22 years, including 6 years as mayor. A launch party and book signing will take place at Park Place Books on February 19th at 6:30 p.m. For more information about the event, go to parkplacebookskirkland.com. The Kirkland City Council recently recognized Norm Storm for his contributions to the community. Storm, a 74-year-old retired State Department of Transportation engineer, was awarded a Certificate of Appreciation by Councilmember Doreen Marchioni and Mayor Joan McBride at a surprise celebration during a council meeting. His efforts in the East Side Month of Concern for the Hungry, Share What You Can campaign were fundamental to its success.
We brought in about 15,000 pounds of food and about $2,000 worth of money, which equated to about 25% of the amount of food gathered by the seven cities along the East Side and about 18% of the amount of monies that was gathered in the sites.
Norm remembers one special donation well.
We had a station set up at the Red Apple, and on the 25th, a lady came out from the Red Apple. She had been grocery shopping there and gave us a check for $1,000. And all of the money here went to Hope Link, so we felt very, very fortunate about that.
Storm was key in the execution of the event, attending meetings, making phone calls, coordinating with grocery stores, assisting with volunteers, and troubleshooting problems. Storm currently volunteers as coordinator of the Kirkland Alliance of Neighborhoods.
Each member of CAN is a representative of one of the 13 neighborhoods we have in the city, present city of Kirkland. And of course, we'll be adding some neighborhoods to the north from those new neighborhoods that are going to come in on June 1st.
For information on next year's food drive, visit the city's website. Emergency repairs began on Tuesday, January 25th, to repair a broken water main on Northeast 85th Street between 122nd Avenue and 124th Avenue Northeast in the Rose Hill Business District. The cause of the break is unknown. The repair is expected to take 1 week. Traffic revisions include westbound travel on Northeast 85th Street between 124th Avenue and 122nd Avenue Northeast reduced to one lane, two westbound lanes closed and traffic diverted to the middle turning lane, and no left turn into southbound 122nd Avenue. Water in the affected main line needs rerouting and may result in lower water pressure for the customers in the Highlands neighborhood. For more information or to obtain a vicinity map, contact Noel Huprich, project engineer, at 425-587-3829 or at the email on your screen. If you missed Mayor Joan McBride's State of the City speech January 11th or our recap on Currently Kirkland last week, or if you want to watch it again, it is available on demand on the city's website, www.ci.kirkland.wa.us. We'd like to thank Currently Kirkland's executive producer, Janice Perry, for her hard work making our show a success. Janice is retiring after an impressive 29 years of service in the city of Kirkland. Throughout her time here, Janice has held several positions, including multimedia communications manager, city clerk, cable franchise administrator, records management, cemetery manager, property manager, and of course, cable station manager of KGov and KLife. She has also worked in the Traffic Violations Bureau, business licensing, and mail services. Janice's favorite thing about Currently Kirkland, getting to work with the community.
I always love going out with the people on the street just to ask questions because it's just fun to see what kind of responses you'll get. You aren't really sure what folks are going to share with you and how much they'll open up. So I always enjoy those and hearing what they have to say. I love the anchors and I love our volunteers because they're a part of the community with a real interest and heart for Kirkland that wanted to do something and give back in a way. And so it's just been fun working with them. It's fun seeing them stretch and come out of what is a comfort zone. They were willing to step out of their comfort zone to do some things. And so it's just been fun working with them and watching them. And what a reliable group of people. I mean, it's just great to be able to have a reliable group of volunteers.
After retiring, Janice's plans include not getting too busy, continuing work on her ministry, her new small business creating handcrafted holiday and greeting cards, continuing doing mediations and getting certified for court system mediations, and spending more time with her grandkids. We're going to miss you, Janice. Remember, you can access any of these programs online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.